All right, so I'm trying to build me a little home gym. It's a little miniature home gym, but I'm gonna get back into weightlifting. I might go buy me a jump rope too. Start jump rope, and I bought a bike. I bought two bikes, but it's been too cold to ride them. Anyway, I'm getting away from being online as much. These audios, I don't have to be online. I just record it and then I upload it to the servers and I'm done. I was scrolling through though earlier, just Instagram, because there's free speech on Instagram, believe it or not, not on YouTube. Free speech on Instagram. Let me say that again. Free speech on Instagram. They talk about all the things that we were censored from, and they don't get censored on Instagram. YouTube's going down. Just like Taco Bell's under judgment, YouTube's under judgment. It's going down. It's funny when you do a little bit of exercise and you actually have more energy. It works the opposite of what you think. It really does. You're actually burning the sugar out of your body and you're moving towards ketones, burning the fat, which is more energy. So I was scrolling through and I saw some lady talking about the horoscopes, right? So I scrolled through about 10 of her videos just to see what she was talking about. And if you take the etymology of the word horoscope, it means our scope. The word horoscope means our, H-O-U-R, scope, to watch, to look at, to believe, to watch, to gaze upon, whatever, to look at. So the horoscope just goes around in a cycle, right? And if you listen to the phonics, it's a horoscope, the horror show. 3D experience is a horror show. It's a horror show. You're walking around in a mortal body. The word mortal means dead. A mortal body. The only reason that you're walking around in this clay water vessel is because you're energized. You have life from God. So it's a horoscope because it's a horror show. You're looking at a horror show and it just repeats. What happens? How's it repeating? Well, they put Jesus on the cross. Why did they put Jesus on the cross? Because God knew that man would fall in sin and love darkness and love murder and death and lies and all that. And so it was the lamb slain before the foundation world. So it was already established before it even happened. The lamb slain before the foundation world. That's the horror show. The wise men, there was a star that appeared when Jesus was born, right? There was a star that appeared. There's a bunch of UFO stars appearing. What's happening? You might be... These stars that are appearing, they might be people getting saved. They might be the saint. You know, the Bible says the earth groans, the creation groans, waiting for the sons of God to appear. Stars appear, land appears. When you step into a new state of being, a new understanding, when you step into your calling, when you say, I'm done with the narcissist, I'm done with the Jezebel, I'm done with Babylon, I'm done with the world, the flesh, and prior life. It's just lies anyway. It's fake reality. I'm done with it. You step into a new state. Now, you will be tested. The ghost, it's like ghost. When you were walking in the flesh, when you were walking the old Adam, there was ghosts left behind. People will show up in your world, say stuff that you used to say that you don't say anymore. The way they used to say, let's say you move away from being a lazy person to being a person who's always taking care of business, and then this person shows up and the way they talk is just nothing but laziness. Do you think you can vibrate with that person? Do you think you can be on the same page? Do you think you can resonate with that person? No, it's a ghost. That's not who you are anymore. When you start washing your dishes every day and making sure that you're taking care of yourself, and then you're around somebody who's saying, "I don't want to wash dishes. I don't want to wash dishes. That's a ghost. That person's your alt, the a mirror image of you, just to remind you where you used to be and where you are now. When you see people just eating sugar all the time, now, you know, I see people just eating sugar everywhere. And it's like a year and a half, you know, I do eat a few things, you know, today I got a, but they're just eating it all the time. But I bought one of those, it's a little snack that I forget what it's called now. It's like a little miniature, I can't even remember the name of it. I was getting some gasoline for my car, and I went in there to pay, and that was on the counter. I said, "You know what? I hadn't had one of those. What is it called?" It's like a pecan pie, a little miniature pecan pie. That's the only thing sweet I can eat, because anytime I eat something sweet, it tastes terrible. The sugar tastes terrible. When I go get something that's cooked in grease, it tastes terrible. I don't even do it anymore. I bought some chicken today, and I could taste the old raggedy old grease, you know, so I put ketchup on it so I couldn't taste it. The old you doesn't exist anymore, but there's ghosts in the matrix that are copies of you when you used to be in the darkness. That's why you can have compassion on these people, even though that's not you anymore. You can have compassion on them. It's not you. And this is going to happen with the internet. Here's what's happening. We're moving away from the internet. Even though the internet pulled everybody in, we're actually moving away from it now. Because think about it, we're not even going to need it, because the AI will be the internet. And we'll just be able to speak into our car radio or whatever. Say, what's the best price of, who has the best price of eggs now, Walmart or Food Lion? And the AI will tell you. And you can say, "Well, how do I get here?" You won't even need to open your phone. It'll be tied to your phone, your car, your radio, and you'll speak to the AI, and the AI will tell you what you need to know. You won't even need the internet. It'll be ubiquitous. It'll be ubiquitous. What's the price of the stock? Blah, blah, blah. What's the call option? You won't even need it. You won't even need the internet. It'll be ubiquitous and everywhere. And you'll just tell AI what you need, and the AI will give it to you. Who has the best prices of gas in Greensboro right now? AI will tell you. Who has the best prices of shampoo? If you even use shampoo. I haven't studied shampoo, what's in shampoo, but if I do, just use a tad bit of it, because I don't trust any of their chemicals anymore. I don't trust anything they say. Even the AI, I won't even trust the AI. You'll still be able to read articles, and you'll still be able to see the AI just repeats what a doctor. You could actually say, "What is Dr. Berg saying today?" And the AI will read it to you. Or pull Dr. Berg up on the radio. You see what I'm saying? And so you won't even need to tie into the internet, because it'll be all around you. You just speak it, just like the Google Nest and the Amazon. How much are the price of spark plugs in the area? Who has the cheapest rate? Who has the best deal this week? Do a reminder every 3 months, AI, to remind me to change my oil or whatever. And it'll send you a reminder through your car radio or whatever. If you even have a car. There's always going to be transportation. That's an essential, because transportation goes back to travail, and travail is birthing. There will always be transportation of some kind. The wheel will always be here. The wheel within the wheel, right? So the wheel is always going to be here. There's always going to be transportation, because it represents the birthing process, moving to another portal from state to state to state to state to state to state. I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, the horoscope. So the horror show started before the foundation of the world. And so, Lord, Lord, why hast thou forsaken me? The pain of it all gets you to think in the temporal, but it's all eternal, right? It's already written. It's already finished. And so that archetype pattern that was written before the foundation of the world is playing out. Right now, and 2,000 years ago, the cross is playing out right now, everywhere, all the time. You might say, well, how's the cross playing out? The cross is playing out because every day the sun goes down and it rises. Night and day. What happened at the cross? The night and the day. What happened at the cross? Wile E. Coyote, the flesh mind. Jesus came down, split, came down into this downcasted. Why do you think space is dark? There's not going to be any darkness in the new heaven and new earth. It's going to be like a light that's just a peaceful light across everything from the throne. There will not be darkness in the new heaven and new earth. Do you hear what I'm saying? There won't be an ocean. There won't be waves. There won't be drama. If you enjoy the drama, you better enjoy it now, because there ain't going to be no up and down sine wave, up and down, trouble, pain, tears, crying, worry. There's not going to be any worry. Think about it. Do you think the angels are worried about the demons? No. The only reason the angels are fighting the demons is for your sake. The angels don't live in fear. The angels don't debate the devil. The Lord rebuke you. The angels don't have any doubt. The angels ain't worried about food or scarcity or lack of water or disease. The angels ain't worried about that. The only reason the angels are even a part of this whole warfare going on is because the demons trying to put you in that. We wrestle not against flesh and blood. So the only reason the angels are the guardian angels, the whatever you want to call them, are ministers unto you, the only reason they're around is to protect you, to minister to you. The angels don't live in fear. The angels don't have scarcity. The angels don't worry. The angels haven't lost their peace. The angels are not human in the human time. The only reason you feel those things is because you were born in it. It's a ghost. It's not even real. It's a ghost world. Anything that you had from your bloodline, your culture, your news, your media, your childhood or whatever, whether it was a fear, a doubt, a worry, whatever it is, all those things are not even real. Absent from the body, present with the Lord. So if you die right now, there's no fear. Because fear, the last enemy is death. So people are in bondage all their life to fear because they're afraid to die. But once you get saved, you're no longer afraid to die. And so all fear, all enemies, the last enemy was conquered, which is death, by Jesus. Now the last enemy that you have to conquer, following in sequence after him, is the fear of death, the pain of death. But you don't have fear of death because you know where you're going to be. So you got the only fear that you'd have is the pain that you're going to go through to die. If it's painful, hopefully I die. Hopefully everybody listening to me dies in their sleep and they don't have any pain. They just die. Or we get raptured. Hopefully we get raptured. But you know, getting raptured is probably going to be painful too, because you're being yanked out of this. It'll be so fast, you know, if it is painful, it's like a split second. When Elijah was caught up in the whirlwind, he probably had a split second of pain. Enoch, he probably had some pain. I don't know. For that one disciple to be translated and to witness to that Ethiopian eunuch, think about that for a second. His physical body was transported somewhere else. There had to be some kind of ship covering him, because the human body just yanked out of its place and carried about somewhere else. And he was actually in his body. You know, John the Revelator says, whether I'm in the body or not, I don't know. Paul said that about third heaven. But you know that one disciple, who was it? Was it Peter? He was yanked up and carried over there in his natural body. There had to be something protecting him, some kind of vessel or vehicle to protect him. Actually, I was standing out in the yard about 2 months ago, and I looked up, and there was this thing flying above me, and I know it was a person in some kind of vehicle, and they waved, and they were just floating in the air. And it's like, there's stuff going on we don't know about. There's technology we don't know about. It was bizarre. I don't know if it was a man or a woman or what it was, but I promise you, they waved and they were just floating right in the sky. It's like they were in this little, it's like they were in a, like a, you know, the little chariots where they had those little things they stood in, but there were no horses. They were in that little carriage thing waving in that. And it's like, there wasn't a balloon above them. They weren't in a balloon. They were just in that little pod that just was surrounded, like three quarters of them, and there was up to their waist, and they were just hanging on, and there was nothing above them. It was wild. It was crazy. The angels don't live in fear. The angels don't worry. The angels are not worried about the devil. The devil's a defeated foe. They're only worried about the heirs of salvation, to ministers of heirs of salvation. They're only worried. They're not even worried, but they're actually working hard to lead you in the right direction, you know. When you're a child, they know that you're not like them. You've been gang stalked your whole life. You didn't know it. If you're born again, you were chased and gang stalked your whole life. And the hidden hand was guiding you and leading you the whole time. If you escape those people, don't go back, because they're not going to change. And they're actually ghosts. Let's say you talk to somebody a lot, or you were around people a lot, and some of the stuff you said or did or whatever wore off on them. They're still in that. If they didn't get saved and they didn't renew their mind, they're still in that mindset. The chances of them growing is like very slim. Think about what I'm telling you. The only thing that's going to rise you up, is the spirit of truth, because this whole system is lies. And if a person doesn't have the spirit of truth, they're going down. They're not going up. They're going down. And so this whole system is pulling everybody down into that delusion, that ghost life, that fake reality, and they have no strength to rise up. And so they're not growing. And so if you haven't talked to them in a few years and you go back, not only are they going to be saying the same stuff, they're going to be saying worse stuff unless they got saved. They're going to get worse. They're not going to get better. And so when you go back and they try to talk to you, let's say you hadn't seen somebody in 5 years and they never got saved. And so greater is he that is in you than he is in the world. So they haven't got saved. 5 years, you go and you talk to them. They're going to be saying the same stuff they said 5 years ago. They have not grown. They've actually gotten worse, and you will not resonate. And you look back and you see a ghost image of yourself, because some of the stuff they say, they're going to say what you said because they're trying to resonate with the old you that don't even exist anymore. Hello? And if you do this every 2 months, if you renew your mind as much as you can, and you really do it, that's what you focus on all the time. You're renewing your mind, renewing your mind, renewing your mind, renewing your mind, renewing your mind. Every 2 months, you become a new person. You become a new creature. And the old program goes away. The old ghost people, they'll try to show back up. They'll be a blip on the screen, but they're not you anymore. In other words, they don't resonate with you anymore. The only reason you communicate with somebody is because you resonate. But as you start to resonate on a higher level, you can't even commune with them anymore. And so in order for them to commune with you, they got to be an image of you in some way, shape, or form. So they're not on the same frequency or communion or level, and you can't even talk to them anymore. Let's say you had a girlfriend 5 years ago. Let's say you dated somebody who was lost but pretended to be saved. like that never happens. Yeah, that happens all the time. So, so 5 years later, you see them in the grocery store or somewhere, and they walk by. They never got saved. They run to the next guy, the next guy, the next guy. And you try to talk. They try to talk to you because you don't even really talk to them. They walk up and say, "Hey, how you doing?" And you're like, "What's your name?" "What is your name? I remember you, but I can't remember your name." That really happens. I can't even remember my ex-wife's name most of the time. It's really, when you really set your affections above, you forget people's names, you forget places, especially if you're just studying the words and the etymology and the scripture, and you forget stuff. Forget your own birthday, be honest with you. When you're in that kind of meditation, you forget how old you are. You forget what year it is, because time, you're not in time. You're not in the holidays. You're not in the drama. You're not in the repeat. You're not in the cycle mindset. You can live in the cycle and use it for your benefit, but you come across that person that you knew 5-10 years ago, and they don't even, and most of the time, when you do cross people that you used to know, they're in the same vein that they were, but they'll look at you and they'll say, "You haven't even aged. You haven't aged in 10 years. What's going on?" They are shocked. The reason they aged, they're smoking, they're drinking, they're carousing, they're worried, they're fighting, they're drama, they're Jerry Springer. That's why they age. The cares of this life puts them under stress. Seriously. I had somebody about 2 years ago that I knew when I was like, 'Maybe, I guess the last time I saw that person was 20 years ago. And she said, "You look the same." you haven't aged. What's up? Because my affections are not down here. When you have your affections, see, when you set your affections above, you're in the eternal mindset. If you can get a hold of what I'm saying, it'll change your life. Look, people say, oh, you're so many years old. What is a year? It's a cycle. So if you really think, oh, I'm that old, you're going to feel that old. But if you set your affections above, you set your mind above, you're in eternity. Now, what do they say about physics? They say if you travel at the speed of light for 5 years, come back, then everybody else is aged like 30 years or whatever. So how do you travel at the speed of light without traveling at the speed of light? You set your affections above. You fast. You renew the inner man. When you renew the inner man day by day, it's just like Doctor Who. You're actually regenerating in the inner man. And so the inner man is what sustains the outward man. Because the outward man is perishing. Yeah, the outward man is dying. Yeah, the outward man is getting old. Yeah, the outward man is perishing. But what if you're renewing the inner man so much that it's the escape velocity that past the outward man? If your inner man is being renewed and you almost hit escape velocity and past your, so you got your outward man is perishing, your inward man is renewing day by day. What is the escape velocity to where you never die? Well, you're going to die. It's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment. But they used to live 800-900 years, right? The only reason you're not able to live that way now is because they're poisoning the food, the water, and everything. They're doing it. They've been doing it since you've been a child. You could be stronger, healthier, live a lot longer. I believe if it wasn't for what they're putting in the food and the water and everything, you could live 200 easy. When you don't eat sugar and you really bite into an apple or a banana, it tastes so much better. You've got to do it. If you're eating sugar, you have forgotten what an apple tastes like or a banana. It tastes so much better. You don't need sugar. It's your worst enemy. Your body will make, you might need 25 grams or milligrams or whatever they say. Your body will make it. I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, the horoscope. So they look up at the sky and they say, oh, this is a story, but it's the same story. Yeah, you can use the stars to tell the seasons and stuff like that. It's going to be winter and you can find the North Star to navigate. And there might be birthing charts or whatever. Who knows? But I don't think they have the answer. You have to spend your whole life to chart it out if it's true. But it's just the same story. It's the same story of the cross happening every day. It's a horror show because what Jesus did at the cross was a horror show, but it was also a love story and a victory. What Jesus did at the before the foundation world, the same story. What you're doing today, taking up your cross and following him, it's the same story. The reason they persecuted him is because of what happened before the foundation world. The reason they persecute you is because of what happened at the foundation world. When you choose to leave Babylon, you become a gang-stalked individual. It follows. What is it? Babylon. Egypt, the hive, the queen bee hive. So it follows. But once you get saved, you become a targeted individual. Instead of it, It's T.I. So even before you get saved, it follows. What follows? The devil. The supernatural dark side, it follows. But once you get saved, you become a targeted individual. And so that's why it's I-T-T-I. It follows, I-T. Information technology, the hound of heaven is chasing you down to get you saved. But the devil's chasing you down to pull you to the dark side. And so it follows, which is information technology. Technology is wordcraft, craft word. So the wordcraft, Jesus is the you know, who was it? Katy Perry says she's a wordsmith. Well, who's a better wordsmith? Jesus. He created all words, all languages. And so he is the wordsmith. So Katy Perry ain't nothing. But these so-called wordsmiths write the music, but they got the music from God. But they twisted it to pull you to the word. And Babylon's nothing more than the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. So it follows. Not only is the devil chasing you, but it's like a horror show in God. Because when you tell somebody they're a sinner, they want to run. They don't. When God is convicting a person, it's the horror show that they have to face their sin because they think they're good enough. And so when you tell somebody who never saw their sin and they're religious but lost, is God the hound of heaven following him? Information technology, the wordcraft, trying to inform you, form you on the inside. And so the information technology is the wordcraft chasing you. But it's also the devil trying to chase you and pull you into the fear, the darkness, the paranoia, the schizophrenia, the drugs, the drinking, all that stuff. The devil wants to pull you down into darkness more and more, delusions. But God is trying to save you. And so once you get saved, you go from it following you to T.I., which is a targeted individual. The roles reverse. And you start giving out the good news. And so that's why they get mad at you when you say Jesus saves. They hate you. They just give you this look. The mailman or the mail lady that, when I put the sign up, John 3:16, she used to be nice and wave. When I put the sign up, she just looked at me like I'm evil. She can't stand to see me right now because she's convicted of sin. Every time she delivers the mail, she's convicted. Otherwise, she'd say, "Hey, I see John 3:16. I got saved 20 years ago, 5 years ago. I got saved." You know, she has to see that every day. Every day. It follows. If she gets saved, she'll become a targeted individual. And you know the post office is Antichrist. You know, you do talk to some. They work those people to death. It's like a draconian. It's like the post office. You talk to anybody that works at the post office. It's almost like, it's hard to believe, but it's like the Pharaoh of Egypt, a hard task master. Yeah, they make good money, but they have to work all the time. I mean, all the time. Think about it. Rain, sleet, snow, in the cold. They might get some vacation time, but they're working all the time. Anyway. Be careful what kind of job you take because it'll affect your character and your personality. And if you step away from it, you'll see it. But while you're in it, it's hard to see it. Be careful who you hang out with and what you're hanging out with because it will affect you. The old saying, bad company corrupts good morals. I think that might even be a Bible verse. I can't remember. I think it is. It might not say it exactly like that. But the horror show is time. The horror show is the psychological MK Ultra mind control that the devil's playing on everybody. That's the horror show. If you can overcome that, and there's people around you that get taken captive at any moment to try to throw a dart to put you back in that horror show. But remember this, the angels don't live in that. God is not in that. Jesus is not in that. It's only for you to move away from that. They're here to move you away from that. The devil's like a ghost. He's a defeated foe. The devil's like a ghost. You don't want to fight the devil because it's a spiritual warfare. But Jesus can fight him for you. All that news that you hear, all that bad news you hear, it's like a ghost. You've heard it before. You've heard it before. The dark side really doesn't even exist. It's like a ghost. I mean, really, it's like a... Everything that you think is going to happen, like negative, it usually don't happen. Sometimes it does, but there's a solution. You've already been through it. Even if it does, you've already probably been through it, or somebody else has, and you've worked through it somehow. But most of the stuff that you worry that's going to happen, it never happens. If you really get into deep meditation, if you step into the dark mind, it starts happening because you're in such a deep meditation state. Let's say you can get to a point where you're in such deep meditation that you start writing into the script. And I know that's hard to believe, but it's all scripted. And so when you start controlling your thoughts and moving them towards faith and eternal, you write some good stuff into the script. But if you step back into the dark side and let people throw fear or worry or whatever, then those things start to reflect. Oh, no, I'm worried I'm going to get a flat tire. And then you get a flat tire. Because you're stepping into a fake reality. And that ghost thought creates a ghost appearance of something bad. But you, every time it happens, you solve it, right? The bad stuff's like a ghost because there's nothing bad that can happen that can destroy that. It's already finished. You already won. So the game is over. It's finished. So all the bad, you already have the victory. You won. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. So all the bad stuff that happens is like a ghost. It's not even real. Do you hear what I'm saying? The bad stuff's not even real. It's a ghost because Jesus paid it all. He conquered everything. He conquered death. It's finished. He's sitting down on the right hand of God. It's finished. The dark stuff that they send your way is just a ghost. It's not even real. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's just a vapor. It's not even real because it's actually the cornucopia is here. Jesus paid it all. It's finished. He sat down on the right hand of God. You're seated in the heavenlies in Christ. It's a ghost show. It's fake. It's a ghost. The dark side, the negative, the fear, the doubt, the worry, it's like a ghost. Do you hear what I'm saying? I don't know how to say it any clearer. Somebody else can say it better than me. The bad stuff don't even really exist. Yeah, it might be painful down here in time, but you're seated in the heavenlies. That's reality. This place is not real. It's a game to see if you can walk in faith or in fear. Do you hear me? It's like a ghost. Oh no, I'm not going to eat tomorrow. I don't have any money to eat. Why are you living in that? That's not real. The only reason it's real is because that fear or that dart has paralyzed you to get you out of the cornucopia, which is God, and to move you in the scarcity lie, the scarcity mindset, that you don't step into by faith. and you start to live in fear. And so you start to live in that fake reality, that ghost reality, and that ghost reflects back because that's what's in your mind and your heart. So that ghost, that vapor, that fake reality reflects back all the time because that's what you're living in your heart. Do you hear what I'm saying? It's not even real. Okay. Does the Bible say that God will not let his saints beg bread? Yes, it says that. Now, do you believe the Bible that was written before you showed up on the scene? Or do you believe that fear that's in your heart? Cornucopia. Risen from the dead, set down on the right hand of God. He ever lives to make intercession for the saints. He ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. So Sheila, she's over there worried about eating next week, but she's saved. And God is already interceding for her. She don't even know it. And so she's wringing her hands because she's worried about food. And so she's reflecting back more and more that terror, that horror show. Instead of looking above the stars and outside of the stars, because the stars are just a cycle repeat, just like everything else down here. Instead of setting her affections above in the eternal, she believes the temporal lie. And so she's looking up at the stars and reading the horoscope saying, oh no, the Gemini and the Cancers are coming together and oh no, I'm going to have trouble. Well, that's not walking by faith. That's not walking in faith. That's walking in fear. If you step into your new state, don't be surprised if the stars start to move. Don't be surprised if another star is born. In other words, they're looking at the horoscope saying, oh, this is my fate. Well, wait a minute. Change your heart, change your state, change your position, start walking by faith, renew your mind, and all of a sudden some star is going to appear in the sky that wasn't there before because it's writing a new script. Hello?